Democrats use drag queen to rally 2024 voters. By Neil Munro on June 5, 2023. Reporter and PUSA contributor Drew Hernandez revealed footage Monday of an all-ages drag show in Tempe, Arizona that appeared to turn into a political rally. Democrats joined with a female impersonator at a public pride party to rally far-left progressive voters for Arizona's upcoming elections. "It's not too late to register for the next election and turn the tide against the GOP," said Richard Stevens, who uses the drag queen stage name of Barbara Seville. He continued, "It's insane. It's insane. Over 500 laws to curb transgenderism have been introduced across the country. If we could just elect one more person with views and opinions and commitments to us, like some other people do, we can call the shots and we can protect LGBTQ. We can protect trans people. We can protect people of color. We can make housing a priority. We can tackle things like guns in schools. But we can't do it unless you all get involved and register to vote." His anger was directed at Republican legislators in roughly 20 states who have enacted many policies over the last year to protect children. "These very popular laws protect children from transgenderist advocates, shield them in sports from opposite-sex cheaters, and guard children from the harmful and irreversible medical procedures touted by Democrat-affiliated transgender groups." However, the centrist pushback against the far-left Democrats is being aided by the growing number of leave-us-alone gays and lesbians who are protesting the pro-transgender evangelization of K-12 children. In Tempe, Arizona, the Democrats' political rally also featured a rapper who sang raunchy songs as well as the lesbian vice mayor of Tempe, Jennifer Adams. She said, "Don't get mad, get elected. The city of Tempe has gotten a perfect rating score from pro-transgender, HRC, Human Rights Campaign Group, for the last 10 years. Perfect. 100%. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk, and it's proven every single year when we get that 100% award." The HRC rates companies to see which companies use their HR staff to impose their HRC's agenda on their workforces. The invited entertainment matched the political message, even though the event was billed as an all-ages event. "The performers' work can see here. But the Tempe event was tame compared to a recent parade in West Hollywood.